Hi, Roy. My name is Marty, and
Marty.
You had left a message on my car over the weekend. I've been out of town, so I apologize.
Should apologize. How dare you go out of town?
Give me a call when you get a chance. 818. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling for Marty.
He's not here.
Is this Jennifer?
No, there's no one by that name that lives here.
Oh, weird. Okay. Well, yeah, I left a note on Marty's car.
On my son's car?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the DeLorean. And yeah, he called me back, and I'm just returning his call.
Okay. Just a moment.
Matthew?
What car did you leave the note on?
On Marty's car.
What color was it?
Don't me. God damn it. I'm just trying to be nice and leave a note.
Okay, but you're asking for a Jennifer. There's no one by that name. There is a Marty, but there was a note left on my son's car, so I'm just trying to clarify.
Oh.
I'm not trying to be rude or anything. I'm just...
Oh.
I'm misunderstanding who you're asking for. You're telling me it's Marty, but you're not telling me what car.
Well, I don't know. So, I was pretty drunk that night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it, do you remember the color? Then I know who to give the phone call to.
Well, how many Martys live there?
Well, there's only one, but we have several cars.
Yeah, it would be whoever Marty is. I mean, if there's only one Marty, then...
Okay, just a moment.
Jeez. Let the men talk here.
Who are you giving this guy to? Are you giving Marty or your name?
Fine.
He's asking for Marty, but he's talking about your car. Or a car.
This is going to be someone from Washington or from Justin. How are you at the house?
I have no idea. Okay. Matthew has spoken to the person who hit his car.
Yeah.
And I don't know why you would be speaking to Marty. I'm really kind of confused.
Well, I'm the one that left the note on the car. I dinged the car.
Okay. But how did you get the home number?
Because that's the number he called. That's the number he left for me. That's the number he said on the voicemail.
No, he left his cell phone number. That's why I'm confused. I'm sitting here talking to him right now.
I called 592.
I didn't call from my cell phone.
Okay. Well, I don't know how you got this number because he's called from his cell phone each time. I mean, I'd like, first of all, the person he talked to last time said that they left buckets of ticks on his car. Was that you?
No. Why would I put a bucket of ticks?
I have no idea. So that's why I'm confused by this whole entire conversation.
Yeah, me too.
He just talked to somebody 30 minutes ago who said he was really sorry and he left buckets of ticks on his car.
Oh, that's weird.
Now I'm getting you who's calling asking for Marty, so I'm very confused about the whole entire situation.
Oh, yeah, no, this
that's
is...
That's why I'm sounding confused, because we're getting very odd phone calls.
Because you're a woman. Women get confused easily.
Who? Excuse me?
Well,
who
okay.
Are you?
So if you don't want to talk about the ticks on the car, I mean the note on the car, then whatever. I mean, I was just trying to call back because I accidentally dinged the car.
I understand you're trying to call back, but I don't understand the conversation. First, you're offending me by telling me that I'm basically don't know what I'm talking about because I'm a woman.
Well, I mean, if we were talking about like toasters or you know, a microwave, you'd probably understand, but. Maybe you should just
I probably understand a lot more than you think, sir.
Just only answer the phone if it rings in the kitchen, and we'll be fine.
And who are you?
My name is Roy. I accidentally dinged Matthew or Marty's or whatever you're going to call him.
So how would you like to take care of the situation?
I don't know. Put Marty on the phone.
He's not here.
You just talk to him.
I did not talk to him.
You talked to someone, you big fat liar. I heard you in the background.
Yeah, I talked to my son.
Oh.
Are you usually this rude?
Isn't that Marty?
When you're trying to take care of a situation?
Well, maybe I should just call back later when Marty's back.
Or maybe you should stop being so fucking rude.
Oh, don't curse at me. I'm a Christian.